Ode to Hobail. Through this time abroad I've changed, across my endless rides on trains and planes, but every week one thing remained, my Monday nights. No matter where I went, I would have to make it back in time to run down to the Long Valley Bar, soak in each line and rhyme at Hobail. The light would hang barely above us, never reflecting off Jim's head until he made a comment and then I noticed it. Amidst of Cork City, we speak of love and of pity, all at different stages in our lives that we still laugh and cry, empathizing with each other's rhymes. Megan is fierce, Deirdre is sincere, Mary's a spitfire and a deer, and the essence of a woman I aspire to be. Allie is strong and political and strong. Richie is raw. Kate never reads, but I know from her stories we would love for her to be up there with us. Jim is romantic and glamorous, while Ben's playfulness is vast. Shauna shares her life experiences, which have made her so wise. And Philip talks about mythology and has his own language that sometimes even he doesn't recognize. Kieran is cool, and we can't forget about Patricia and Charles holding their spot at the front of the room. Rab and Stan never fail to get a laugh or a sigh that means we all understand. Paul sits in the corner like a proud father and teacher in the background. On good nights, he'll read. On other nights, he'll lead us through the evening, announcing the cacophony of language. And the humdrum of the city outside purrs, and the drinks keep coming in turns. Letting poetry seep into me, I realize I have a million more poems to write and even more to read. And while the Monday nights are consistent, they're never the same. Some nights I have to hike in through the pissing Irish rain. One night there was a jazz band. One night a pregnant poet took the stand. One night a woman told us about our horoscopes, and I learned more than I ever cared to know. One night a drunkard in the corner talked through our poems. Each week the five-word challenge put me back in my writing zone. One night I won, lots of nights I lost, but every night I left inspired and wired and ready to write. And at 12, when the words have ceased and we're kicked back onto the streets of town, we stumble down to Maine's. Me, as the baby, am always ID'd. But I don't mind, because no matter the weather, we always have a grand time. I learn words like crack and class. It's mad. We talk about abortion, or the proportion of immigrants, or what we should read next, or how a poem will be understood in a different context. And I always hate to leave when the bar closes at 3, already eager for next week. But tonight there will be no next time. This is my last poem, my ultimate rhyme. I can't explain what this place and you all mean to me, the impact you have on me. I want to tattoo a veil on my arm so people in the street will ask me what it means and I can smile and tell them about this community of artists and givers and lovers and thinkers who welcome me like family to my favorite place in Cork City. So thanks to you all. I'm extremely sad to leave, but I promise I won't cry. So until we meet again, good night and goodbye.